This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning, Melbourne. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to Council because Daffodil Day is coming up.
Great. I thought you bought me flowers because you like me. And so there was a reason.
He's always got
an ulterior motive. I thought it was because it was like our anniversary or something, you know?
Not quite yet, but I do like it. I'll buy you flowers. Don't worry about
Thank
that.
Thank you. So I can tell you all the little gay boys out there, there's some excitement happened. We've got a bear in the studio and he's naked.
We do.
Yeah, well, he's got no pants on anyway. I mean, it's very impressive, let me tell you. Yeah, been a hard night down at the Lard this weekend, wasn't it?
We're going to find out about him. But serious subject, you might have heard last week, Australian scientists have taken a major step forward in the world of cancer research with the discovery of a new type of drug that can put cancer cells in animals into a permanent state of sleep. And the drugs, which have nearly been a decade in the making, are the first of their kind. Apparently, they stop cancer cells from reproducing without the harmful side effects caused by conventional cancer therapies. However, according to the researchers, there's still a long way to go to determine the safety and efficacy of the drugs before they're available for human use. Meanwhile, more than 350 Australians are diagnosed with cancer every day.
Every day?
Every day. And by 2040, 2 million Australians are expected to be living with or beyond a cancer diagnosis. And that's an increase of 72% in the next 22 years. And joining us in the studio is Lisa Kay from Cancer Council Victoria. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Lisa, being at the forefront of the cancer battle, you must get excited when we hear about, you know, breakthroughs like the one last week. But there's still caution, isn't there, because they're nowhere near ready.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the amazing thing about cancer research right now is that there are so many breakthroughs happening all over the world, really, and Australia really is at the forefront of some of this research. So, yeah, it's really inspiring and exciting for us.
Daffodil Day is Friday, August the 24th.
Right.
What's that about?
So Daffodil Day is it's a really important day to the Cancer Council. It's an opportunity for us to raise money for cancer research, which is really important, as you've already mentioned, and also an opportunity to show support for people that you know and even people that you don't know that have got cancer because, you know, the daffodil is the international symbol of hope. So, yeah, it's a really important day for us.
And Tom was really pleased because I bought him some in.
Yeah, so he bought me flowers. So I thought it was our anniversary, but it was daffodil.
It was Daffodil Day.
But they're very pretty.
They are very pretty.
So we're going to talk here because Andy's taken photos for us Facebook, so you will be able to see the bear live on thing.
I think he's standing behind me. Not worried
well,
about that at all.
So we do here, we've got your mascot in. Tell us all about him.
Well, Dougal is our mascot. So he's just a bit of, he brings a bit of fun and joy to the cancer community and to our supporters, so we like to bring him along everywhere we go.
Dougal.
Oh, that's good. We like it. That's a good name too.
Yeah.
Dougal looks like a drunk. He's not walking very... Yeah. Oh, no, it's not. He's from the Cancer Council, so we don't do that. We don't drink. We don't smoke.
Do
we're very good. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, he's... Oh, thank you, Google. He's giving me the fingers. Google. Yeah.
Lisa, what are the different ways we can support Daffodil Day?
Well, it's on the 24th of August, as you said. So all over Victoria, there'll be Daffodil Day stalls set up. So you can buy fresh daffodils, you can buy pins, but you can also jump online to daffodilday.com.au where you can dedicate a daffodil to a loved one. And we've got a beautiful video that you can personalise and post on your socials.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah,
so that's
gorgeous.
It's a good way to still raise money, but then actually remembering people
may
have passed from cancer. And
that's
a good idea.
Yeah.
But you've actually bought us in a pin. Thank you very much. They're very cute.
You've got to buy the daffodil, though. You can't just pinch one from someone's garden.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you've got to buy it.
Well, I'm going to leave him a tip. Yeah. Well, I'll give him a tip, yes. So what about volunteers? Are you looking for people to come and sell this?
Well, we've pretty much got all the volunteers we need. We've got 1,600 Victorians volunteering
for us.
That's
really good.
Yeah, and over 8,000 across Australia. So we're really lucky. So thank you so much to everyone who is volunteering. It's, really important.
So how much do you expect to raise from Daffodil Day?
4 million across Australia.
4 million?
Yeah.
But that's not a lot. It sounds like a lot. I mean, I'm quite happy with 4 million. Thank you. But, I know having a daughter that works in medicine, $4 million in research is nothing.
That's right.
It really, it's a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money when it comes to research.
That's right. Research, that's the thing about research. It takes funds and it takes a lot of time. So Daffodil Day is just one of the many things we do throughout the year to raise money. I mean, last year we invested $60 million in research across Australia. So that gives you an idea of all the different efforts that you have to go to get to that kind of sum. And I think the beauty of Daffodil Day is, yes, it's about $4 million towards cancer research, but again, it's about remembering loved ones and giving everyone hope for the future, because the symbol of the daffodil is really important to us, and making everyone remember that it feels like a long journey, you know, getting to that cure, but there's always hope and there's always progress. So,
Lisa, what research is Cancer Council's currently funding?
We are totally cancer agnostic, we like to say, because we fund all types of cancer research. So we don't just have one in particular, but we have many great projects running at the moment, particularly around finding the causes of cancer, so long-term epidemiological studies, a lot of investment in bowel cancer at the moment. So really, where's the greatest need and the greatest chance of impact is where we focus.
Bowel cancer, because I just turned 50. Mm-hmm. And I got a letter
from
the government, and I was so excited, going, what they sent me, and I opened it up. It was a bowel cancer test, and I've looked at it and thought, well, thank you very much for my 50th birthday. I know well we'll be inserting that. Thank you very much. But I have sent it away.
Thank you. That's fantastic.
And it's come back. And I thought about it, and I thought, you know what? It's silly not to do it. It's free. It's there. It's a great thing. And yeah, so I
it's bought
my little brush out, put it in the thing, and sent it off. Basically, what it looks like.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's easy, and it's so important, because early detection of bowel cancer is so important, because it's totally survivable if you catch it early enough. So
definitely, and that's my money maker. I've got to make sure I can still shake that thing out there, can't I?
Yeah. You did a recent study with the University of Melbourne, and out of that, you stated that one soft drink a day could increase your risk of cancer. So would you advocate a tax on sugary drinks?
Well, we're still exploring our position on that. I mean, I can't really comment on that. We haven't decided whether that would actually be the answer. At the moment, our focus is around educating people around health and the importance of a healthy
good
diet.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Because it is about education.
Yeah.
Because it's great. We can come along with a big stick and tax and bash everybody, but we should know that now with the war on drugs, the war on cigarettes. It doesn't work. You know, and we've got to teach people better.
Yeah,
well done.
Absolutely. Apart from giving up smoking, what other general advice does Cancer Council give to reduce our risk of developing cancer?
Well, I know you're not going to like this, Tom, but it's reducing your alcohol consumption.
No. I have cranberry now in my vodka because it's good for my prostate. I read that somewhere. So I'm all about the health. Yeah.
Okay, it's a start. Yeah, so definitely alcohol, reducing your alcohol consumption, having alcohol-free days, balanced diet, regular exercise. It's all the things that, you know, it makes logical sense, just, you know, looking after yourself, moderation.
Oh, sorry, I fell asleep there for a moment. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I mean, you're very exciting, and I love the look of the bear with no pants on, but, I mean, that's the problem with life, isn't it? Like, unfortunately, where we are at today, have no fun, sit at home, be a virgin, don't drink, you know, just to keep it all in your pants. And we're also,
if you want to live a long, healthy life, apparently this is what we're going to do.
No, you just do what I did. I make a deal with the devil when I was young. Well, I'm here forever. Yeah.
One last question. You've got a holiday break program where people can donate time at their holiday homes.
Yes.
Is that working well?
Yeah, that's an amazing program. It's where people who have holiday homes actually volunteer weekends or a week to a family that is going through a cancer experience, so whether they've going through treatment or have just finished treatment, and it just gives them an opportunity to have a break together, because I think when you're going through cancer, the last thing you're thinking about is a holiday. You're just kind of focused on getting better, and often, you know, loved ones like your partner or your children miss out on those everyday memories that you get a chance to do in normal life.
And you just get caught up into that trogery of doctors, tests, you go through. What a fantastic idea. Yeah. I mean, we know here at Joy there must be plenty of people out there that are not using their holiday house on weekends. It sounds fantastic.
We're always looking for more people to give up their some time in their holiday house.
How definitely. Do they do it if they do want to give up?
Yeah, they can just contact us at cancervic.org.au or call 13 11 20. That's our cancer nurse line, and the nurses can organise that for you.
That's really good.
Thank you, Lisa. So Daffodil Day is Friday, August 24. Now's the time to get organised. For more information on how you can get involved and support Cancer Council, as Lisa said, head to cancervic.org.au or call 131120.
And go to our Facebook page and check out that picture of the bear.
Yeah, we're going to put a picture up of the bear.
Yeah.
He's very attractive.
Well, someone taller than you, shorter than you, I should say. You're probably way impressed.
Yeah. I'm going to go and give him a big hug. You're on Joy.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.